This is Rob and Mike from the McLellan Financial Group, and this is Think Smart with TMFG. Mike, recently you just wrote an article on the word risk, and I thought it was interesting in that you talked about what most people perceive as risk and what we as financial advisors have learned that risk is about. Explain to me what you've discovered.
Well, I was thinking about a week ago about risk, because it's always the big topic as a financial advisor. And one thing we found is our job as a financial advisor is to control risk. And I always read these articles that talk about us being able to control risk in people's lives. But with that, we have to define what we consider risk. Most people talk about risk in the area of just straight numbers, how the account's going to do, how much it's going to go up and down in a year. And it's measured in standard deviations, alphas and betas, and all these different types of measurements. But again, from our experience, and I'll ask you, what have you found to be the highest risk in our clients' lives?
Well, it's interesting you ask that. You know, I recently have had some news from a couple of clients that, you know, their health has dramatically changed. And so even though we've had what I think is a great financial plan in place, suddenly with that change in health, they may not be able to execute that plan. I mean, I guess part of it gets executed, but there's risks involved if one partner is no longer there.
Absolutely. And from all the research I started to do, that is what I found the number one risk to all of our clients is actually health. And if you're lucky enough to avoid that risk, it makes for a very successful retirement and successful life. But unfortunately, it's a big piece of what can go wrong in someone's financial life. And not only financial life, their goal of having an enjoyable retirement and living out all their dreams.
I've always had this expression that, you know, if one person is down, whether it's an injury, whether they need to get a knee replaced, or they're just not in a position to travel, it means both parties are down. And, you know, no one's going anywhere until that situation changes. And sometimes it doesn't change.
We've seen that with trip cancellation. We do trip cancellation insurance in here, and most of the time, well, all the times I've had a trip cancellation insurance used, it's only been one party, and both spouses can't travel. So it's a big thing to think about.
So given that that's one of the things going on, you know, what role do you think we can play as financial advisors to help our clients with that?
Well, there's always this simple line of everyone can tell everyone to be healthy, and that's, you know, eat right, exercise. That's the obvious thing. The other thing we started to discuss is the importance of time. And you have so much time in your life. It's the one real limitation you have. And the real risk is how you're going to spend that time. You don't know what that time is, but how you're going to spend that time and enjoy it. So when you look at the time you have in retirement, you want to do vacations, you want to do your travel, you want to spend time with the family, you want to spend time with your friends, you may have hobbies you've always wanted to pursue. That's really good uses of time. To sit around worrying about your finances all the time and spend your life in that, if it's not something you enjoy doing, that's just an utter waste of time. So as a financial advisor, I find a big piece of what we do is creating time for our clients.
So it's interesting you say that, because, you know, advisors play many different roles. The one thing that we never talk about is that they free up time. And if you take on a financial advisor and that advisor does a good job, in theory, you don't have to spend time worrying about, do you have enough money? How is your portfolio positioned? Are you paying too much in tax? All those things. If an advisor's looking after all those areas, you free up your time, which frees up your time to do the things you truly love. I think it's also, you know, we at the McLellan Financial Group have our first retirement coming up. a long-term employee is retiring. And I'd like to, I could almost say that I almost pushed her into it, because I see what goes on with other clients and I know that time is important. And you need to get out and do these things when you can. And you don't need to get the exact dollar amount to make your retirement work. Sometimes you just need to go.
Yeah. It's funny. Time when you're young is so easy to measure. My first job was at A&P Supermarket. I think I got $3.05 an hour. And it told me right there what my time was worth. And as you go through life, you keep on, you know, your value goes up and your time becomes more important. When people are working in good positions, I find great value we can add to them is basically we can give them more time to spend doing what they're being paid well to do, and create time in their life through that stage before retirement. But the tricky part is after retirement, time becomes even more valuable. And people don't realize it because you're no longer being paid, so you think your time has no value. But in reality, the time after retirement is the most valuable time you're going to have in your life. And that's where you can add some real value being a great financial advisor to your clients to open up that time for them to enjoy.
So I know one of the things we'd like to talk about a little more is how that rate relates to, I guess, some of the planning that we've been doing with clients. I think that that we could probably spend a fair bit of time talking about that, some of the changes we've made internally. To make sure that the plan does make sense based on our experience with other clients. But I think that's it for another day. So I think for today, the primary lesson, why do you need an advisor? Because you need to free up your time. And time's the one thing that, you know, tends to disappear the older you get.
Yeah. Don't put your time at risk. And that's the main thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is Rob and Mike from the McClellan Financial Group. Thanks and have a great day.
You have been listening to the McClellan Financial Group of Asante Capital Management Limited. Asante Capital Management Limited is a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada. Insurance products and services are provided through Asante Estate and Insurance Services Incorporated. This material is provided for general information and is subject to change without notice. Every effort has been made to compile this material from reliable sources, however, no warranty can be made as to its accuracy or completeness. Before acting on any of the above, please make sure to see a professional advisor for individual financial advice based on your personal circumstances.